I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. When you get a gospel reading which starts paying taxes to Caesar, and we're doing a theme of government departments, it's very obvious which department we're talking about. It's the Treasury. The Treasury. Taxes. I'm sure you're all familiar with that phrase. In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. And that saying has been around for an awful long time. It was certainly said by Benjamin Franklin in the 1700s. So things haven't changed much. And that certainty of taxes is something which is a bit of an echo of that reading from the first book of Samuel that we had. And the context of that is where the Israelites are looking for a king and have rejected God. And they're being told just what the implications of having a king are going to be. And it sounds like just about anything and everything in their lives will be taxed. There's no getting away from those taxes. So, we have tax. And then we have that question that the Pharisees asked Jesus about, should they pay taxes to Caesar? And Jesus obviously must have taken a moment or two to think about that. And then his answer was effectively in two parts. Firstly, he said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. So what does that mean for us? Paying taxes? Obeying the law? Doing what is right? Now, paying taxes is something most of us have done through most of our working lives. Some of us still pay tax. And I don't think there's any getting away from it. Certainly my father, who's a little bit older than me, is still paying tax. There is no getting away from it. So if we give to Caesar or give to the government that which is owed to them, what do we give to God? But that begs the question, what is God's? And I suppose the simple answer is ourselves. And the reason for thinking that is in the clue that Jesus gives us when he said that that which bore the image of Caesar was Caesar's. Therefore, that which bears the image of God must belong to God. And if we go back to the first book of Genesis, it said, so God created man in his own image. And if we are the image of God, then we are what is owed to God. We are God's people. So if we accept that we ourselves are God's people, what is to be given back to God other than ourselves? But what prevents us giving ourselves back to God? And what if we fail to give those things back to God? Now, it's quite difficult, really, when you think about your life and who you are, as to just what do you owe to God, as opposed to what do you owe to Caesar or to the treasury? And you're trying to sort of think about, well, what do I have? What is mine? What is me? And am I to be given to treasury or to God, my possessions? Or do I split it into parts and say, well, this bit goes to one side and that bit goes to the other side? But the reality is that we ourselves cannot be divided in two. And the reason for that is that we, as I said, are made in God's image. We are God's people. So the ultimate question is, we have to decide where our treasure lies. Not only where does our treasure lie, but what do we put in that treasury? In Matthew it says, "But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So I rather suspect that none of us consider putting money through taxes into the treasury is where we are keeping our treasure. I know if you think about it in more detail that there is a sense that paying taxes is part of our treasure, because taxes are supposed to be used by the government for the welfare of everybody, so that those taxes are not just taxes, they are in some sense a treasure as well, something which is useful in the well-being of all people. But the real treasure is that which we lay up for ourselves in heaven. Where do we put our hopes, our faith, our trust? What do you treasure? Do you treasure the things that you have around you? Or do you treasure the intangible things of God? Those things which we know are building up a treasure in heaven, or the treasure that you hold in your pocket or your bank account, or indeed what you've given to the government. So as I say, the treasury is a place which holds valuable things. And if our heart is truly at one with God, then that is where our focus will be, where our treasures will be laid up in heaven. And so I pray that each one of us will realise just where our value lies. And our value lies in being children of God, His people, that the Holy Spirit lives in each one of us. And because of that, we know that our treasure is with God, that we are at one with God through the gift of that Holy Spirit. And provided we do know that, then we know that the treasure that we have within us, that Holy Spirit, will guide us, keep us, and lead us ultimately into His presence. Amen.